Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. So come this morning here in northern Indiana and South Bend, it's a little cold out. Temperatures currently single digits, expected to reach zero before the sun comes up, wind chills talking anywhere from 10 below to 20 below. And so not as cold as other places, but not something that we deal with every day, at least. But it's warm where I'm at, and hopefully you're able to stay warm as well. This week we've been talking about living with a new or a renewed yearning, this longing. It's kind of the wrap-up week to a series on crying out with a new cry, and we've looked at crying out to God with a new commitment, with a new resolve, and finally with a new yearning, and each one is kind of built upon the other. And we make those commitments, and the question comes after we make them, are they really a priority? Do we really have the resolve within us to follow through? And then the answer to that often comes from those yearnings, those deep longings within us. What is it that we really want? And is what we really want God? Is what we really want the things that He wants? Today we're going to talk specifically about a new yearning of the soul. Psalmist writes, and actually Isaiah, most of these yearnings have come from David and his writings, but Isaiah 26:9 says, "My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you." How often do you think about God? Do you think about the things of God, about His Word, about His Spirit dwelling within you? I suspect for many of us, it's not as often as it could be. Perhaps not as often as it should be. We think about it maybe when we go attend a worship gathering on a Sunday morning or whenever we might do that. Perhaps we think about it when we attend a Bible study or small group meeting of some kind focused on God's Word. Perhaps we have a daily devotion time like we're doing this morning. And we think about it then. But when we consider what a new yearning of the soul might look like, I think Isaiah described it well as, in essence, occurring all the time. Have you ever had something that just gets in your mind that you just can't get out, but you're constantly dwelling on? Perhaps it's a person, the young love kind of thing, that you meet that one that you think is the one, and they're the only thing that you can think of. Perhaps it's something that you need, and you're not sure how you're going to obtain it, how the resources and the funding will come together, but it's such an important need in your life that the thoughts of it consume you. Every detail, the thoughts of what you're going to do with, the thoughts of how you're going to get the money for it, all of those things. I think of children at the time leading up to Christmas. And for some, at least, that it's all they can think about. And as they see presents start to accumulate under a tree, it just intensifies that longing to know what's under there. I think all of that encapsulates a glimmer of what God would want for us in our longing for Him. That the very inner essence of who we are, the soul within us, would at night long for God. And in the morning when we're up and we're about and we're doing the things of life, that longing for God would continue. That it would consume us in such a way, and that we would desire that in such a way that everything that we do would be filtered through that longing. The time we spend in God's Word, the time we spend in prayer, the time we spend encouraging others, the time we spend doing the good works, the good deeds that God created in advance for us to do. You see, when we become consumed, when we become focused on that new yearning of the soul, a new yearning that longs for God, we find ways to include Him in everything. We find ways to be in tune with Him. And in so doing, we discover that He is enough. I think of Paul and the description we have of him praying three times that this thorn in the flesh would be removed from him. Some struggle that he was having. And God's answer comes and says that God's grace is sufficient. That God Himself is enough. And do we live with that new yearning from the soul that says, God is enough to satisfy me? That the things that I think I need, the things that I desperately want, are not as important as God. And when we begin to live with that new yearning, it isn't long before those things that we are desperate for, those things that we desperately want, well, they aren't things at all. It's God Himself. And I believe living with this new yearning helps to shape us into individuals who seek to live obediently to what God's Word says, who seek to live obediently to what God's Spirit desires from us. In the way we treat others, in the way we respond to the things around us. I was laughing with a friend yesterday about things that just frustrated me. And we were able to talk about them and laugh about that idea of being frustrated at the stuff of life. And this new yearning of the soul says that those things, while not pleasant, while not something that any of us would seek after, those things don't define who we are. They don't define who we are in God's eyes. They shouldn't define who we are in our own eyes or in the eyes of others. And when we live with this greater longing of the soul. To be more and more like Christ, to be more and more at home, even as we live on this earth. Then we begin to recognize a change. One of my favorite hymns, and I have a lot of them, says, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." I love it for a couple reasons at least. One, I love the message of it. But I also love it because it's the hymn that was being sung on that Sunday that I knew. Actually, it wasn't a Sunday. It was a midweek revival missionary service. But an invitation was given to surrender fully to Jesus. And I walked down the aisle of that church and I said, "I know I need Jesus to be in charge." And that song, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus," was what was being sung. That was a lot of years ago, and I still remember in my mind that setting and the words of that song. And I believe that's what happens when we continually seek after this new yearning of the soul, that the things of earth do grow strangely dim because we are seeing things more clearly. The reality of God and His presence with us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You so much that You are a God that loves us. Your love has been poured out upon us. Your Spirit has been given to Your children to dwell within us, to help us. God, today I pray that each one of us would live with this new and renewed longing, that this yearning of the soul that longs for You. May we realize this temporary home that we live on here on earth is just that, it's temporary. We're strangers traveling through, and may we live with a greater awareness of the reality of eternity with You. Not an eternity that begins sometime in the future, but an eternity that already exists. May the yearning of our soul be continual. May You be what and who we long for. When we go to bed at night, may You be who we long for when we get up in the morning. God, may this yearning change us to transform us more and more into the image of Christ. May it change the way we think. May it change the way we act. May it change the way we react. God, today, may the yearning of our soul guide us into greater and closer relationship with You. May it guide us as we represent Jesus in everything that we do. Whatever this day brings before us, may we approach it with You in our mind and in our thoughts and in our response. God, today I pray for those that have to be outside in the bitter cold here in the part of the country that I live in. May You watch over them. May You give them wisdom in being protected from the cold and the elements. And for every one of us, May we be mindful of what others are dealing with and how life is impacting them. May we live with greater mercy and grace, because we need it, and because those around us need it. May this renewed longing of our soul be a longing that helps us to represent Jesus more accurately. May it be a longing to know you more fully. May it be a longing to be transformed more and more into the image of Christ every day that we live. And Father, as we live with this yearning of the soul, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.